855, toll-free number here for you, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site on the house. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Tally.
We have had just a load of activism going on in the last 48 hours here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we both live. Tally, you actually got out of several criminal charges or a number of criminal charges yesterday, right before the trial, when the state's prosecutor decided to throw his case by announcing prior to trial that he had forgotten to file some sort of required paperwork and that, whoopsie, now we just can't go forward with things. It was essentially the perspective, which conveniently made it so that you weren't able to present a case about freedom of the press and your right to record government workers to a jury of your peers, supposedly. You weren't able to do that because the jury never saw hide nor hair of the inside of the courtroom for that particular trial because they threw it out right beforehand after sweating you out for 8 or 9 months and, you know, threatening you constantly with this, you know, specter of having 2 years in prison for daring to record somebody.
Well, you're speculating that it was corruption that they threw the trial in that
way. As opposed to incompetence.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been incompetence. It could have been either one.
It very well could have been. Either way, it doesn't look good for them, any way you slice it.
Right.
And now you don't have anything hanging over your head at this time, if I'm not mistaken.
They could bring back the charges.
Because it was dismissed without prejudice,
right,
which means they could bring it back. But will they?
Bob Constantine talked to the prosecutor, Mark Webb, and
John Webb.
John Webb, thank you. John Webb said that he would have to weigh the pros and cons of all that. But that's what they're going to do with everybody because, again, the system is designed to make people sweat.
Sure is. And so there's been that, and there was today, which was tax day. We had a tax day outreach project. You got a lot of footage of that. It's going to come up at tally.tv when you're done with that video editing. I actually got some footage yesterday. Prior to your trial, there was an outreach event where folks were holding signs trying to reach out to people that were coming into court that day and share with them the ideas of, hey, this, you know, if somebody didn't hurt somebody, there's no crime. Mm-hmm. So maybe you shouldn't send them to jail. The concept of jury nullification, although in this case, as somebody pointed out, it's not really so much, it wasn't so much of a jury nullification case, more of it was a freedom of the press case. Like, it's clear you were in the right, and who doesn't agree with freedom of the press? And so you were going to, I'm sure, approach it from a freedom of the press perspective, among
right.
others.
Well, it's both. I mean, it's hopefully these individuals who have been drafted as jurors will stand up for the freedom of the press, and then they would have nullified the case.
So there's that, there's the tax day thing, and then, as I mentioned, I got a little bit of video, because I was one of the first people on the scene yesterday, got there bright and early before any of the jurors showed up, so make sure we had all the signs out, and you know, people could just show up and kind of plug in to the activism, and Keene Police shows up, which is rare, because the courthouse has sheriffs at it, so you hardly ever see Keene Police showing up at the courthouse. But they roll up into the parking lot, and of course I'm banned from the parking lot. I have a trespass order against the entire property of the court. And the officer kind of beckons to me. I'm like, I'm not coming over there. And then he realizes that I can't come there, and he gets out of his car, and he walks over to me. And I start rolling on my camera at this point. And I am then served with a no trespass notice or an order from the Liquor Commission. And this is now my fourth no trespass order that is currently active with me. I've also had a no trespass order at the jail, but that one's expired, so I can go to the jail now. But at this time, I am banned from all school district property in Keene. I'm banned from the Monadnock Regional School in Swansea, which is the town to the south here. I'm banned from the courthouse, the Cheshire County Courthouse, the entire property of the courthouse. And now, because of this Liquor Commission order, I am now banned from every liquor store in the state of New Hampshire, forever. It's not just me. Apparently, they got you with one of them, too.
Apparently, there's some paperwork that has my name on it. It may have been what they were trying to give me when I was walking out of court.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also banned from the Superior Court, so I can't even report on matters coming from there. I've done a lot of reports from liquor stores also.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, one of my first videos was from the liquor store, one of my first Tally TV videos, reporting on the liquor store. There's a protest there, so I guess I can't cover that in the future. But it's too bad that I can't report on that, and these I'll probably fight these charges. They're ridiculous. I don't even know where to begin.
Wait, which charges?
Well, these trespassing.
The trespassing.
Yeah.
I would like to know where to begin on that, too. If I had to guess, it would be filing some sort of an injunction. But I have a problem with that because they want money to file an injunction. So I just don't like the idea of giving money to the system to try to get justice from the system that's oppressing me in the first place with what seemed to be pretty just blatantly unconstitutional, very wrong trespass orders. Let's rewind a little bit here and look at the reason why, the ostensible reason why we received these orders. And it wasn't just you and I. It was also Derek J., who normally is here on Tuesday nights, but unfortunately can't join us due to being on house arrest. So we were given these orders, and you were the one who first figured this out, because the Liquor Commission came here to the studio, the LRN.FM studio, and attempted to serve us with something. None of us talked to them, and they weren't able to, like, touch us with something. So we weren't served in that particular instance. We're like, well, what are they doing looking for the three of us? Because, you haven't really been arrested in a whole lot of instances. There was just the trespass, or there was just the camera thing at the court recently. So, like, what are they going after you for? And you figured out that it's because we did singing. We sang songs, carols.
Yeah, just because of the people that were involved, it made sense. And what's also interesting with these liquor cops, the Liquor Control Board, they have their own police department.
Yeah.
They came here to the studio, and then after that, I read in the news that they went to a local bar in Keene, I believe it was Railroad Bar, and then there was a fight between 30 or 40 people. And, you know, you don't read about these fights all the time, so these guys their appearance must have instigated this.
Right, they attempted to arrest somebody, and that guy didn't want to be arrested, from what I understand.
Right, for drinking underage.
Right, it was 19,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
So had they left peaceful people alone, there never would have been that 30, 40-person
yeah.
fight.
I'm just speculating that it was the same officers making their rounds and causing mayhem.
I expect you're right about that. And by the way, this trespass order didn't say on there why we were being banned, unlike the order that bans us from the courthouse, where they claim the reason why we're banned is because we've been persistently harassing people.
With my reporting? I mean, I would like to know, right. I'd like for them to define what this harassment means.
Me too, and I plan to ask questions about that at my trial for trespass, because I have been arrested for trespassing
right,
at the court.
Right.
And the sheriff himself, who issued the order to me, was called as a witness, so I plan on asking the sheriff how he can ban someone from his court for a charge that has never been leveled.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been charged with harassment. I've certainly never been convicted of harassment.
Is it possible that I could testify? Or
That'd be fine with me.
I'd talk about my reporting, and I mean, well, I don't know if it helps your case, but I would like to get some questions answered also.
You could always go and get yourself arrested for trespass, and then they'd have to answer your questions, unless they drop the damn charges, like they might do right before trial. But so we've been banned from every single liquor store in the state. For those that don't know, New Hampshire, yeah, it may be the freest state, but that doesn't mean a whole lot necessarily, because there's some really bad things that happen here. And one of those things is the state has a total monopoly on the distribution of distilled spirits.
Yep. And while prohibiting cannabis.
Right, a much safer drug.
Yeah, exactly. New Hampshire is surrounded by states and Canada with some form of decriminalization. But the live free or die state, they will put you in a cage like they did for so many people that we know in the community.
Our friend Derek J. is facing yep. marijuana charges.
Most recently. And so it's outrageous. So I've reported from there. There's been some protests, redress of grievance that point this hypocrisy out. But because of this prohibition, I can't report from there anymore, it seems.
And you're not the only one. They've banned, I think, five or six mm-hmm. different activists, including Pete Ayer from copblock.org, who has never sung at the court.
That's
they
bizarre.
They just ban him because he hangs out with us, because they know he's associated with us. And so it's just absolutely outrageous. Excuse me, he's been banned from the courthouse. I don't want it to sound like he was banned from the liquor store.
Right.
Only you and Derek J. and I have been banned from the liquor stores thus far.
Even though there's more people that have been there.
There were several more people that sang at the liquor stores. And it's true, one time we sang inside a liquor store, but it was the holiday season. We were singing a carol. I mean, some customers liked it.
Some customers sang along with us at one singing.
Yeah, we can come back with more, and I'll take your calls as well. 855-453. But we've been banned from public property, these state-run liquor stores, for singing carols during Christmas season. I mean, it's just the most insane thing. How much more ludicrous can it get? Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 17th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1653.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1695.14, $847.57 for a half ounce, or $423.78 for a quarter ounce. That's $1695.14, $847.57, and $423.78.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. It's non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals, if you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. Enzymes with fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Toll-free number here for you to bring up what you want is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian
and Tally.
SACL CAI is a company that will help you deal with the vexing task of collections. You didn't get into business to do collections. I mean, that's not what I got into business for. I want to do radio. I want to, you know, entertain my listeners and help support my affiliates and, you know, make people happy. I don't want to necessarily have to collect money from people. So Sickle CAI can help you handle the task of collections. They also do early out billing and purchase charged off receivables. They're trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. So you want to collect your money and keep your clients too. Sickle CAI knows this. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. They're right there at the top of the page at freetalklive.com, top of the page on the banner column. So we're going to go to your phone calls. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Also, we've been talking about the chronic Christmas carols that we sang, and we talked about a lot on the air at the time when we were doing this because I think they're really entertaining songs, and we'll tell you where you can go and get them here in a moment. These songs got us banned from every state liquor store in the entire state of New Hampshire. First, we go to Frank listening in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Tally.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you doing tonight?
Frank, what's on your mind, sir?
Good. Well, you know, it's interesting, the mentioning about the harassment. Harassment has to be defined under the state code of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And
it is.
So in the sense, there is a legal definition for that. It sounds to me as if just by using your First Amendment free speech rights to ask people questions if you're doing a documentary or something would not constitute harassment unless you persisted in following and chasing and threatening a person who chose not to participate in answering any of those questions. So I think
what would you consider persisting? Because what
well,
we were doing
says, no, I'm not interested, please leave me alone, and then you run after them as they leave. When they leave you, let's say, and walk away, if you go over chasing them and keep sort of hounding them with the questions when they've already stated they don't want to answer, they don't want to participate, then that might constitute harassment. But it would have to be defined by, you know, let's say a witness. And,
but don't you think that someone should have to be convicted of harassment before they can be banned from a property for it?
Oh, definitely.
Right.
Definitely. Because it sounds to me as if, you know, New Hampshire isn't the only state in the country that has state-controlled liquor. Pennsylvania has something known as the state stores that distribute all the liquor in the state of Pennsylvania and a lot of the wines and things. So, in a sense, I can understand the trend not wanting to sing Christmas carols within their property, like within the store mm-hmm. that's owned by the government that distributes the spirits. But I was wondering, did you also sing any Hanukkah songs like Dreidel, Dreidel, Little Dreidel, you know, and some of the other songs? Because what's interesting in Washington, D.C., it's prohibited to have, let's say, a nativity scene or a creche, but behind the White House, there's a 12-foot menorah that also, you know, that exists. And
well, we weren't singing actual Christmas. We weren't singing.
My philosophy is if you're going to ban one religion,
well, this wasn't a religious event, Frank.
Let every religion demonstrate.
Sure, sure. No, I get where you're coming from, but unfortunately what you're saying doesn't apply to what we were doing.
Tell me about it.
Right. Well, we were not doing anything religious. We were using classic Christmas tunes and singing modified lyrics. So one of the songs we were singing was Drug War Cops Are Raiding the School.
I like that.
Yeah, and so, I mean, Tally, can you off the top of your head think of there was a Lay of Anslinger instead of A Way in a Manger? We were talking about Henry Anslinger, who was, you know, one of the guys who created the Insane War on Drugs.
There's Violent Blight to the tune of Silent Night. I just got a message from our buddy Eddie Free, and he requested a song. He wants us to sing.
Okay,
now, Ian, you've sang songs plenty of times. Is your radio audience ready to hear you sing?
Oh, my goodness. We might be able to do that. If you want to do it, tell me.
Let's do Drug War Cops Are Raiding the School.
Well, let's make sure we get Frank and all of his thoughts out here first. Frank, anything else you want to share?
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, right now there are incredibly important issues regarding the loss of civil rights in this country, including Obama's executive order that allows the IRS to prohibit people from using their passports to leave the country, which violates every code of American law as well as international law, and also the UN Charter of Rights and Human Freedoms. So in a sense, these are issues that I think people should put their energy into protesting in a big way, and also the fact that this will be the first year with the presidential conventions whereby people will be prohibited from protesting because of Obama's illegal executive order stating that, you know, if there's Secret Service or any government official within any area, and you protest, that's, you can be deemed a domestic terrorist and all this stuff.
Well, this
and
is, you know, more about what you mentioned before, Frank, that what you're talking about here is very similar theme to the idea of if you use your rights, you find all of a sudden you don't actually have them.
That's correct.
Like, talking about here. We're talking about free speech,
right?
And you're actually a human being in this country, you know, this supposed country, actually speaking out against the government with their free speech. All of a sudden, their free speech becomes harassment. You're asking bureaucrats questions they don't want to hear, trying
correct.
To hold them accountable
the
for their
is,
actions.
And the fact is, if it can't be adjudicated in a court of law, and administrative law or the sovereign executive privilege, such as Obama's invoking now, which is illegal and unconstitutional within our system of government, if that stands as a precedent, then all is lost. And it's going to be like Nazi Germany and the gulag of the Soviet Union. And the sad thing is...
Oh, Frank, it can't happen here.
Well, it can happen, and it's happening here, and it's happening in a big way.
People need to pay attention. Thanks for the call, Frank. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. Instead of telling yourself that, oh, this is America, this can't happen here. Well, hey, wait a minute. It's already happened that people have been locked up in camps in this country. That happened back during World War II.
Yeah, I mean, people are filling the New Hampshire cages because they have plant matter. How ridiculous can it get?
It is ridiculous, and it just keeps going where they keep arresting peaceful people. So, let's do a little bit of singing. I mean, since it was requested of us, and I know that Eddie Free is yet another activist who's planning a move to New Hampshire.
Yep,
he lives in the D.C. area, which is a great place to leave. You've actually left the D.C. area in the past.
Left the District of Criminals.
Do you ever miss it?
Some of the people, but I hung out with a bunch of libertarians there that were more in the think tank world. Now I'm hanging out with liberty-minded people that are activists. And
when I visited D.C., I thought some of the people there were nice, too. But there's nice people everywhere.
Yep.
So hey, if you want to get these lyrics, you can pull them up yourself. Sing along if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to sing number 3. The drug war cops are raiding the school to the tune of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. The lyrics are available over at freekeen.com. There's a tools section there. You can just go to tools.freekeen.com or highlight the hover over the tools menu at the top of the page, and then there's flyers and more. If you click on that, it'll pull up a page with several different outreach flyers that we use here. Everything from Don't Take a Plea Deal, which we talked about earlier, not taking plea deals, to other things like the Chronic Carols song sheet. So you can click, pull that up, and then I don't think we've ever sung on Free Talk Live.
Nope, after the break.
So we're going to make some history on this program. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hopefully we won't tune too many people out. We are somewhat practiced at this song. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. You'll hear one of the songs that got us banned forever from every single liquor store in the state of New Hampshire. Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We have a variety of features that await you there. You can go and enjoy them. Freetalklive.com is the destination. Lots of different stuff, all for free. And those features include our webcam. So for those of you who are internet connected, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch and listen to the show there and also interact with other Free Talk Live listeners who are in the chat room as we speak. The chat room's open 24/7. Our streams go 24/7. So, of course, the best time to find people in the chat room is during the live show. But it is always there for your convenience on the cam page at cam.freetalklive.com. So, we ended up talking about the ban that you and I, Tally, have received, and Derek J. as well, banned from every state liquor store in the entire state of New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. The reason for this is because we dared to sing. Mm-hmm. And singing has a long tradition in the freedom movement of the late 1960s. Singing was very, very important in that movement. In fact, the man who wrote the song that we're going to sing here shortly and the songs that we were singing that got us banned is really into those old movements and has studied how song really helped change the way those movements were perceived. And so having listened to him and what he had to say about these things and doing a little bit of research on my own as well, I saw that was the case. I mean, you get a whole group of angry people shouting at the cops. We were talking about communicating with the police the other night on Free Talk Live. You've got an angry group of people that's shouting and asking a bunch of questions. It's very cacophonous. It's very loud. It's very noisy. It's not easy to handle. But if you get a group of people who's united their voices in song, it's a completely different feeling, I think, that lends to a situation. situation that might develop. And so we had been using these songs, and they're in the form of Christmas carols. They're to the tune of very famous Christmas carols, but they're completely different lyrics. In this case, anti-drug war lyrics. These are the songs that we were singing at these liquor stores to bring attention to the fact that, as you pointed out, Tally, these government agents are selling a deadly hard drug, alcohol, but at the same time, they're prohibiting one of the softest, most benign drugs out there, one of the most medically beneficial drugs, cannabis. So we're bringing attention to that hypocrisy. And they don't like that, of course, because they don't like anybody questioning their system. They certainly don't like people speaking out against it, and they certainly don't like you doing it on their property.
Right. Well, you know, everybody had different reasons for why they wanted to sing there that day or any day. But the reason I wanted to go in there was because the woman I mentioned, Patricia Smith, a nurse who was recently caged because she had the audacity to grow plants, medicinal plants, in her own home.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
for her sick daughter, as I understand.
Well, yeah, and herself. So you had agents of the state that went into her home early in the morning. That's okay, according to the state of New Hampshire and the U.S. federal government. It's okie dokie. But if you walk inside one of their places and sing these chronic carols, then that's a bad thing. But.
So we've got some backup singers who have joined us here in the studio. Michelle Seven is here, and Luthor are here on the third mic, and we are going to perform for you by request. The Drug War Cops are raiding the school, and of course you can follow along if you pull up the Chronic Carols song sheet at home over at tools.freekeen.com. It's one of the few links down the page there, Chronic Carols song sheet. So we'll just jump right in here to the tune of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. The
dogs on alert, the taser's on high, line up in the hall and shut up or die. Drug war cops are raiding the school. A shiny tin badge makes everything right. Your A student sleeps on concrete tonight. Drug war cops are raiding the school. There's no recourse to justice, no reasonable doubt. They'll jail the good and bad alike, let the system sort them out. Your record is blotched, we've broken your arm. Good thing we're here to keep you from harm. Drug war cops are raiding the school. Any day now we'll raid your school.
And we're not professional singers, believe it or not.
Yeah,
I am.
Luther. I don't do a terrible job, and thank you guys for coming in here. But it's a lot of fun. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to sing, was because it's fun to sing. This is great activism, in my opinion, because you're having fun. It's non-threatening.
It's peaceful.
Although, you know, one of the things I've been surprised about, Tally, is how many people have not appreciated the singing. Well, and people within the movement who I thought for sure would appreciate, even some musically inclined people have been upset the idea of people singing. And it's just like, you know, you just can't please everybody with your activism. You just can't.
I haven't been 100% pleased with all the performances because, like, recently, it seems like it's like singing at instead of singing to. And so what I want to do more and more of is, you know, just be able to communicate with folks. And sometimes with some people it can sound angry behind the lyrics. And I would like for peace to exude, you know, not just in the lyrics, but also the tone, if that makes sense.
I don't know. I mean, drug war cops are raiding the school. Would you say that there's anger behind that?
I'm saying it depends on how it's sung, you know. So I would say that's something to be careful about, because one of the reasons, like you, that I like singing is it is much more peaceful. When I first came to New Hampshire, like, one of the first things of activism that I did was record the 420 crackdown in Nashua at the Liberty Forum there. And at first there was chanting, and then by the time people got to the police station, people were singing, and I really approved of that, and so that's when I decided to do more of that myself. But
so, give an example of singing at people.
I can't, like, over the radio. I can't talk about tone, you know. But
okay.
It's just when I hear it, it seems.
So it's not circumstance. It's just the voice, the person's voice, you believe
right.
is? That's interesting. Because I know that there are certain times when I've sung in response to something that was done. So, for instance, you know, when they served us with the papers banning us from the courthouse, we just jumped right into Drug War Cops Are Raiding the School, because it's a song that I've memorized. Mm-hmm. I know it pretty much by heart, and it's something I can just pull up at a moment's notice. I've sung in the basement holding cells at the courthouse when I was taken in there for a trespass charge. Kelly Voluntarius and I were sitting in separate cells, and we sang together. So, I mean, I don't. Whenever I'm singing, I mean, I'm not singing with those people, so does that mean I'm singing at them?
Well, no, it sounds like you were put in tense situations, and so it's no wonder if there's some tenseness in your voice.
Right, and for me, the song is a way to resolve that, is a way to channel whatever negativity that you might be feeling in a situation to something that's immediately going to make something more positive. Mm-hmm. And so maybe some of the critics are right when they say that, you know, there's some sort of tension there behind the songs, but I'd much rather have people singing than shouting.
Sure.
And I'd much rather have them singing than badgering someone or just a cacophony of different questions coming in at someone. That's the purpose behind, in my opinion at least, the purpose in bringing these songs into the activism movement is to allow people to unify their voices and to shift away from whatever anger they might be feeling. Oh, wait, we're feeling angry? Let's sing a song.
Right.
I mean, what better idea is there? And, of course, a lot of the people that are critiquing this, you know, I've seen hide nor hair of them out at any sort of activism event where they would have to interact with the police department or any other aggressors. So I tend to not really take their critiques very seriously. But I did take them seriously because they were people I knew and that I had, you know, I had respected. And I was surprised that they would look at singing like this and say that this is detrimental activism, that singing is hurting the cause. I mean, it seems like, Jason, that there's almost nothing that I can do as an activist that doesn't upset people.
Well, I don't think, I mean, it's the people that are annoyed that are going to be the ones speaking out. I mean,
of course.
I think there's people that also admire. I mean, clearly
we know people
admire
love these songs. We've sung these songs with, I don't think you weren't there for this, but we went to, Kelly and I went to the Quaker, no, excuse me, not the Quakers, the Unitarians, mm-hmm. had a brunch for the Occupy movement. We brought the Thanks But No Tanks song, which is another fun song that was written, and we had a nice session with the folks at the Unitarian Church, where we all sang Thanks But No Tanks song. People love this stuff.
That's on the back of my t-shirt.
Yep. More coming up here. ThanksButNoTanks.com. You can go and pull that up there. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for Talk Live.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit. For only $3.99 complete. See how it works at flowjack.com. Spelled FLOJAK.com. Be sure to spell FLOJAK.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK. 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Available now. Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am S-G-S. Take away everything you can get. Keep them all open. It's a horrible threat.
And they call it democracy.
I had enough of reading lies from fascistic psychopathic genocidal corporation. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Even in these remaining moments, we have enough time for your thoughts at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Join Jason Talley at his website, talley.tv, talley.tv. And once again, 855-450-FREE. We're going to jump into your phone calls here. We've been all over the map as far as the variety of different activism that has been happening here and some of the things that have been happening to us that we certainly didn't ask for, like being banned from every single state-run liquor store in the state of New Hampshire forever. And what we can do about that, I don't yet know. I know Brad Jardis thinks we should schedule some sort of a hearing with the Liquor Commission. He says he's going to write up a letter about it, and maybe we'll see what we think about doing that. I don't know. Why not? Let's troll him, see what happens. At this point, I don't know what else to do. So
I've never shopped for liquor at those stores anyway.
Me neither.
I don't want to do business with a state.
I don't either. But I want to be able to sing there if I want to sing there. I mean, sure. I still pay for those stores through my tax dollars.
Well, that's the thing. You know, we donated our time to provide entertainment to those customers. You know, we didn't ask for any compensation from the liquor board and things like that.
And I think we brought some good cheer to the holiday season. I mean, these are cheery songs. They're fun to sing. We got lots of smiles, and people seem to appreciate our presence there.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly did not get people saying mean and nasty things to us that were there, except for the store employees or the managers. Actually, some of the employees were pretty cool.
Right.
But one of the managers was kind of nasty, but that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, let's go to Shadow, listening in Huntsville, to WBHP. Shadow, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I was listening to you right here, and what I wanted to bring up is that I've seen right here in Huntsville, I've been here 13 years this time, I've seen the HPD here, so a little abusive. Well, that's cost tourism business a lot. It's cost jobs leaving, jobs not coming in. And what I wanted to see to you guys, I've never been to Keene. I don't know how big a town it is, what kind of prosperity. But if you ever thought about talking to business owners around there, having some of your other activists too, and just explain these things to them and say, look, if you want this town to prosper, which is going to help your businesses and all like that, then we need to get this under control, get this mayor, straighten this police out, if they don't do it, fire the mayor.
The problem is, I don't know, Shadow, if you've ever talked to business owners, but the problem with business owners tends to be they're scared to death of taking on the state. That's not to say they're all that way, because we actually have a few handful of business owners in town that are pretty friendly to the liberty movement and are willing to stand up to some extent and speak out. But many of them are frightened to death, and they're not willing to stand up to the extent that they otherwise might like to, because they're worried that the city's going to come after them for some sort of zoning ordinance or some kind of city code violation or pull a license or, you know, there's all kinds of things that the city gang holds over these business owners' heads. And thank you, Shadow, for the call tonight. There's all kinds of, axes that are that are being held over their head, and business owners that are open to the public. You know, it's one thing to do agorism and do things kind of below the radar and not have a storefront. It's a whole other, a different world to have a storefront where people are coming in at any time, and those people could be cops and or enforcers of the liquor commission or whoever, and these people are going to threaten you with criminal charges. Look, all you wanted to do was do some business. You got into business so you could sell stuff or provide a service. Most business owners didn't get into business so they could be activists. So as much as I would love to just waltz down Main Street and come into people's stores and pitch them on, hey, how about we just all stop paying property taxes? Unfortunately, most of them are not going to be receptive to that idea. That's just how it is. Even if they support the idea, even if they hate the city, even if they know how corrupt they are, especially if they know how corrupt they are. Because if you know that the city people are corrupt, if you know the city people are likely to target you for, maybe you've seen them target other business owners. If you know they're likely, or maybe they've already targeted you for some nonsense. If you know they're likely to target you, what's going to be your incentive to jump on board with that? What is it going to take? I mean, this is actually a question for you if you're a business owner. What's it going to take for you to stand up for your liberties? What's it going to take for you to operate without a license, operate without a permit? And I know the critique is going to come right back at me, and it's completely valid. It's, well, Ian, you don't have a business, so how can you say that stuff? It's true. I mean, I have a business. I run a radio show, but I've never asked permission to do it. I don't have an occupancy permit or whatever. I wouldn't know where to begin, and I don't care to find out where to begin to do these things legally. I wish more people who own businesses had that viewpoint. But I don't blame them for not. They didn't want to invest $200,000 in starting a restaurant, just to have it shut down by the health board, to have a bunch of men in black come in. Because let me tell you, if you open up a restaurant, let's say you go ahead and, Tally, you make some great tacos every now and then, and you don't ask anyone's permission to do that. I hope I can say that on the radio.
Oh, they're delicious, sure.
Yeah, and you don't ask anyone's permission. You haven't asked any bureaucrats to inspect your kitchen when you make people tacos. But if you went downtown and opened up a storefront and paid, I don't know what it costs, $2,000 a month or $3,000 a month to rent a storefront in downtown Keene, and you started serving tacos to people, it wouldn't take long before the government inspectors would wander on through your door and start asking you questions about where your permits were. Mm-hmm. And then, maybe you would be smart and not answer their questions. But then it wouldn't be a matter of time, only just a matter of probably days, before the government police, men with guns, show up at your door and begin asking questions. And one of those questions, I presume, is going to be, well, we understand you don't have a health permit here, Mr. Tally, and we'd like to verify if that is true or not. We don't see that in our records. Can you show us your health code permit? If you can't, we are going to have to shut down your operation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll give you an order first. This is what happened in Grafton when I was there with the Grafton Gulch. There's an operation. Once somebody put out an open sign, that's when state agents came in and started issuing orders that it needed to be shut down. But as far as my tacos go, people seek me out, and I make them tacos. I make them food in the same kitchen where I make my food. It's
but totally Tyler, you could poison your customers.
Why would I want to poison my customers? I wouldn't get their money in the future.
Well, right. I mean, these are the ludicrous extremes that people have to go to speak out in favor of health code permits and this myth that government inspectors are keeping people at restaurants safe. No, the reason why you're safe at restaurants is because the restaurant wants you to come back.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to tell your friends, actually, that you had such a good meal and bring your friends next time around. That's why restaurants restaurants are safe. It's not because the government inspector. In most places, the government inspector didn't even come around once a year, and they usually announce that they're going to come in advance. And when they do come in, it's not really a very thorough inspection in a lot of cases.
And it's arbitrary. One thing will be noted during one inspection, it won't be noted in a future inspection. One thing about the Liberty community in Keene is it's so large that a lot of people don't want to pay taxes by going to a restaurant, which in New Hampshire is 9%. So you see a lot of people cooking for one another, and they'll trade meals or trade other things or Federal Reserve notes or silver. It's really cool here.
And that's something that's kind of sprung up within the last year, maybe even so much in the last eight or nine months. Mm-hmm. And it's becoming, I think, something that people are actually counting on. I love the fact that people are making home-cooked meals for people, and obviously the overhead's not involved in running an actual store business, so you can pass on some savings. But also, I'd much rather spend, even if it was the same price, and in some cases, you know, the price is a little up there. Sometimes people make special plates and things like that, and I'd still rather spend the same amount of money on my friends and associates than I would some random business run by a corporation
that complies with
all the taxes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Exactly. And again, please, I'd love to see some movement of business owners step up and like challenge the state. I just don't see it happening. I wish I could have the vision for that. Maybe somebody, who can speak the right language to these folks can come and, recruit them on board, but it's just not what they got into business for.
Mm-hmm.
So 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, we didn't get to talk about any news tonight, but that's okay, because there's so much news coming out of Keene, New Hampshire. I don't know if there's anything that you felt that we missed tonight, Tally?
Yeah, earlier I mentioned the promotion code for Porkfest, and it didn't work for me, but I am told by somebody that works at the Silver Circle movie, Megan, that it was supposed to be up today, but there might be a technical issue, so she'll let me know when it's resolved. So I'll post that on my Facebook page. Jason Talley is my name. You can find me there. But it'll probably work tomorrow, maybe later tonight. But $5 registration, can't beat that.
Okay, so that actually might end up being good news, because a number of people listen to this show in delayed broadcast or on a podcast, and so people may be listening to this when it's actually Wednesday. We're recording it Tuesday, doing the show Tuesday night, and they heard us say earlier this was only valid Tuesday night. So now what you're saying is by the time someone uses this code on a Wednesday, it may actually work because of some technical difficulty. So perhaps. The code one more time. Why don't we get the code out if you happen to have it?
So let's see. Silver Circle PF2012.
Silver Circle PF, as in Pork Fest. Make sure we're clear that's an F. PF2012. Ostensibly, you will get registration for $5 for Pork Fest, which is $25 off the normal registration price.
Right.
So it's worth at least a try. Hopefully it'll work for you. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and tally.tv.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
JaxDice.com.
Where if you could buy, sell, or make a deal?
JaxDice.com.
Turn into the House of Bronze!
JaxDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JaxDice is...